Hey, Tom Gazzola joins us. Tom, you were there with I. We're talking to Dave Tippett on a variety of different topics. And, you know, Tippett's been very honest about players. He was like, hey, Joel Pearson, you know what? There's area of his games he's got to improve on. Thomas Yurcho, we've seen glimpses. And with Nygaard, Archibald, and even Riley Sheahan all ready to return, there's a lot of players kind of with the final opportunity to get themselves in the good books with their head coach before some changes have to be made.
Yeah, and when you hear that, Greg, I look at guys like Yurcho especially. I know Patrick Russell's been like a feel-good story, making it out of camp and all of that. Dave Tippett seemed to really like his game. But I look at him and I go, geez, like what's he done so far this season outside of work really hard and not get any results? And that's a guy that I say, okay, maybe it's going to be a shorter leash for him. The one that I've been constant about has been Marcus Granlund. I don't know what, you know, outside that one faceoff he won in Pittsburgh on Saturday that Matt Benning made a great play to Colby Cave on that end-to-end rush. Granlund maybe bringing the penalty kill prowess, sure, but there's other guys on this roster, especially Archibald and Sheahan, for, like you said, coming back soon, that could fill that gap should you move Granlund out of the lineup. So the one that's, you know, piqued my interest has been Yurcho because I think he's capable of more. And it's hard because, Greg, he's playing sub 10 minutes most nights that he's getting into the lineup. And he's not playing in a top six role. So his opportunities have been minimal. But I think there might be something there offensively if he's given that leash and that rope from Dave Tippett. But we'll see. We'll see. I mean, he has to make the most of his opportunity as well. It's not just the coach keeping on sending him out there. It's got to be the player earning it as well.
Yeah, you know what? I'm a little bit less inclined to think there's something there with Yurcho. Like, yeah, you know, he looks like he can accomplish something and probably looks good in practice and things like that. But, you know, at some point you got to deliver. And I look back over the career. He's 26 years old. This isn't a 21-year-old or 22-year-old. And, you know, I'm like, how many chances do you have to give a player to kind of deliver? Because I said before he came on that – I don't believe he fits in as a bottom six player, but he's not a consistent enough player to be a top six player. So unfortunately, there's no middle three group of players. So I don't really see where he fits. I think he's destined for a different league this year, and then probably a different continent next year. If I'm trying to read the tea leaves.
Well, but Strutty, that's the thing about him. It's got to be frustrating. And in his prior stops, like he tantalizes you with these flashes, right? And then when it comes time to do it consistently, he's only there every now and then. And I think that's plagued his career. And like Greg says, like this could be knock, knock. This is one of your last chances. You earned the spot out of camp, but you know, you haven't done much with it. And if you don't do anything with this opportunity, then like you said, he might be destined for Bakersfield. And then next year he's back in Europe somewhere. And that's completely realistic. So Strud's like, unless he figures it out, he might be down that path that you just mentioned.
Tom Gazzola joins us. Tom, do you think Joel Pearson, like, because a lot of people are like, oh, Matt Benning's coming out of the lineup, and I've been, you know, cautiously, quietly trying to say you might want to dig in a little bit more numbers. Matt Benning is exactly what the coach knows they have in the third pair every night. And consistency and reliability, Strutt's talked about it. Any coach, it's what they've always said. If you know what a player brings every night, that's gold.
100%.
Because you're just like, Okay, this is what he brings. I'm not going to expect him to suddenly be a 25-minute-a-night guy scoring a power play. That's not what he does. But, man, he can give us 13 to 16 minutes of solid play every night. He's on the ice for more positive plays than negative plays, and that's all that matters. Joel Pearson here, he's got a few weeks, I think, to get his game around. Otherwise, when Adam Larson comes back, I don't see him getting in the lineup.
And that's completely fair because, you know, Joel Pearson is getting that tough love from Dave Tippett right now. He got benched halfway through the game after a soft play. He didn't get a puck deep. Carl Soderberg steals the puck away, goes down, breaks for the net, and what does he do? He swats away Harrison like a fly, and then he scores. He goes upstairs on Koskinen, and obviously there was some buildup, and I think either we were talking to Tippett or you were just having a conversation with him afterwards, Greg, but there was a buildup to that. It wasn't just that one play, and Tippett's like, okay, that's it. I'm not playing you anymore. There was conversations in days prior. They've shown him video. They've had discussions with him, and then that was the breaking point. So if Pearson you know, wants to be an everyday NHLer, he's got to figure it out. This is a tough league. Guys are going to hit you. Guys are going to be on top of you. You're going to hear footsteps. He's got poise with the puck, but yet you don't have that extra second that maybe he had in the SHL. And quite frankly, I don't think it's Matt Benning that's going to come out. And, you know, Ethan Bear will slide down likely, or unless they want to keep Bear with Nurse and keep that pair together and then get Larson and Klefbom back together, you know, that could work too. That's fine. But I also think that Benning has been steady and solid. And when you do limit his minutes, he provides you with a reliable, like you said, 13 to 16 minutes. And listen, I know people don't really necessarily care for plus minus to the point that they did maybe 10 years ago, but he consistently leads this team in plus minus. That's got to be an indicator of something. And he's not a flashy guy, but with Chris Russell, I really do think that they've been a very steady third pairing.
Talking with Tom Gazzola for Tiny Tom's Tidy Tidings here on the Jason Greger Show. Googs, when you look at this lineup for the Blues and their sentiment go run Shen, O'Reilly, Bozak, this is going to be a pretty tough night, or not tough night, but it could be a – the Oilers centers will have their hands full, let's say, with that just that group of three, not even counting Barbashev.
Oh, and Struts, they come at you in waves. Like, that's the thing. I know this morning the talk was they're not necessarily a fast team, but they're a smart team. They get to the right places. But this is a solid lineup. I mean, every player on this team has put up points. They've got six or seven guys already in double digits in points where the Oilers only have three. And so, like, every line's going to be have to be on top of their game. And you know what's crazy, too, is that goal that Bozak scored yesterday, that was just his first of the season. He does have 7 points, but the other guys are clicking really nicely. That Shen, you know, Schwartz combination has been good. And then O'Reilly, I mean, just a solid player through and through. This is going to be a tough test, guys. And I look at it the same way the Pittsburgh game when the Oilers were facing them last week, and as the same way I saw them going into Washington, like, they better be ready. And for, you know, whatever reason this year, against the good teams, the Oilers have brought their A game. Bring up the Islanders as well. They've rattled off 10 straight wins. The Oilers beat them 5-1. That's a good team over there. But on the flip side, the weird thing is when, you know, you're playing a perceived lesser team in this league, the Oilers don't show up or haven't showed up and didn't get results against Detroit and Minnesota. So we'll see what Oilers team shows up, but this is going to be a tough one, guys.
Well, Stardy pointed out, though, they get a big break from the schedule maker, so we'll see if they can take advantage of it. Tommy, we'll talk in 2 hours on the pregame show.
Sounds good, Greg.